Three Counties Radio.
Now, I think you're going to like this, because if, like me, you might be a bit of a hoarder. I've got too many clothes. I find it really difficult to give my clothes away, like to charity. I do, and I have periodic clean-outs, but I still find it quite difficult. How about swapping clothes with someone else? Two sisters from Hemel have founded a clothes swapping app. Now, Izzy and Sam Hurst came up with the idea while they were studying at unis, as if they didn't have enough to do. These are clever girls. So they were studying at uni and they thought, you know what, we want to reduce textile waste. So they created an app called Doppel, and they have helped students find pre-loved clothes from other users. So they're, you know, refreshing their wardrobes, but they're swapping. And I've got them both on the phone. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hello, Izzy. Hello, Sam.
Hiya.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm going to start with you, Izzy. I mean, you think you'd be busy enough at uni, but then you think about this great idea with your sister. So who had the first little idea, or did you both have a conversation and go, you know what we should do?
Well, it was kind of between the both of us. So we're very close already. And when I first went to uni, I was a bit lost without her, and specifically her wardrobe. And so it was one of those things where it was like, well, I'm not close enough yet with everyone at uni to be able to kind of swap clothes with them. And you're going out of university, you're going out for dinner and everything like that. And so it's just kind of fell on from there. And also we learned so much more about the fast fashion industry at uni. And me and Samantha were having these difficult conversations on how we could change our lifestyle to be more sustainable. And just kind of from there, we kind of thought of how can we swap clothes with people within our kind of university community and with our towns and stuff, because we were really far away from each other. I was at Bath, Samantha was in Nottingham, so not exactly down the road. So yeah, that's how it kind of started. It's just grown from there.
Well, this is really interesting. You talk about fast fashion, Sam. What did you learn about fast fashion at uni?
I guess the main thing that actually shocked me was learning that the fashion industry is the second biggest world polluter. That was the fact that hit me quite in the face, actually, when I first learned that. And actually knowing that 80% as well of textile waste goes straight to landfill. So actually, I think a lot of people don't realise the kind of impact that they're having when, you know, they're looking at a piece of clothing they're not going to wear, they just want to throw it away, not recycling it correctly, it's all going to landfill. And those two facts were kind of the biggest thing that kind of shocked me so much and made us kind of really think about, okay, this is something that is a problem and we want to help change it.
80%?
Yeah, 80%.
Gosh, that shocked me. I mean, I knew it was high and I really try to, but I would say, you know, guilty as charged. It's probably only the last couple of years. I mean, I always gave stuff to charity, but it's thinking about fast fashion. It's thinking, well, I'd like this, I'd like that, I'd like the other. But then, like, I look in my wardrobe and think, you know, I've got about 40 black T-shirts with different things on, you know. It's like, how many more do you need, Babs? For God's sake, what is wrong with you? Just, you know, wear ones, some of the ones. I don't know about you, but I have some things that are on quite high rotation. And then I have other things that maybe I wear once in a blue moon. And it's like, well, you need to be wearing that stuff, or maybe swapping it.
Yeah, like giving it that second life. Yeah. That's kind of what we always talk about, is if you've got something that you're not wearing, someone else will be in love with it. Someone else will want to reuse it and rewear it. And it's just waiting for someone else to love it, basically.
What I've done recently, and I do this, I made a commitment this year to not buy any new furniture or anything unless I could buy it secondhand. So anything new. So we've just moved house and I said anything that comes into the house, I want it to be pre-loved. So it's from eBay, it's from charity shops, it's from blah, blah, blah. And it might take me a little bit longer, but A, I'm going to save money. And also, you know, I think I'm being a bit of an eco-warrior. I'm trying. Do you know what I mean? But I need to apply this to clothes. I need to apply this much more to clothes, because I do spend quite a bit of money on clothes. I mean, I won't be anymore because I'll need it to pay my Lecky bill. But so I probably will be wearing all the stuff that's not on high rotation because I can't afford clothes anymore. None of us can. But you created an app. Is that an easy thing to do, Sam?
Oh, no, not at all. It's
no.
It's gone through quite a large process to kind of come to the result we're at now, which is from, you know, we've had a lot of testing with it. We're constantly updating our app, but it actually started with a website, and kind of from there we've then gone, actually we actually can build this as an app and slowly kind of work it up to be as user friendly as possible and actually get people across the UK kind of jumping on and using it really easily, and actually doesn't require too much work, especially when we're trying to make it as accessible as possible.
And I know, Izzy, that it's really caught on with other universities and other parts of the country, hasn't it? So there's definitely a market for this.
Yeah, I mean, universities at the moment specifically are literally looking so hard at how they can make themselves more sustainable. And they're kind of thinking of all of these different ways. And one of the things that is kind of directly in front of them is they've already got this massive student community that are already probably donating to charity shops or selling on Depop and stuff like that. And I think by giving them the chance to also start swapping clothes within it, that people are already getting into it, society is already thinking about it, but we're just trying to help kind of bring it to the forefront of their minds, because it's not something you would just automatically think of necessarily, because it's still quite a new, well, it's not new, but it's being talked about a lot more.
Now, you're doing something really exciting, which I think that people, this could be their first little taste of clothes swapping. You've got a pop-up coming on, a pop-up shop in Hemel, haven't you? You've got a place that people can actually come and sort of get amongst it.
Yes. Yep. So in a couple of weeks' time, on the 24th of September, on a Saturday, we're running a swap shop at the Hemel Hempstead Sports Centre. Well, we're running two sessions, actually, but Sam, do you want to explain a bit more?
Yeah, sure. So, in the kind of in the downstairs studio space, with the support of everyone active at the sports centre, we're running two sessions. So one in the morning at 9:30 to 11:30, and then a little break for lunch. And then afterwards, we're doing 1:30 to 3:30. So we've got two sessions of 2 hours each, which are kind of perfectly designed for you to basically bring your items that you are still good quality, but that you just don't wear and that you're not in love with anymore, and you just want to kind of replenish your wardrobe with some new items. So you can bring up to 10 items, come along, have a look at our massive stock. We will have hundreds, and I mean hundreds, of clothes there available to go through. And there really is something for everyone, and there's opportunities to try it on there as well. We have little beautiful little pop-up tents for you to try stuff on if you prefer to do that before walking away. But then you can take away all those lovely items that you've now kind of saved from going to landfill, and replenishing your wardrobe with it. So it's very exciting.
So no money changes hands at all?
No. Which is the best part.
Yeah.
Best part for everyone attending. Yeah. All we is we want people to actually be like, you know what, I don't need these items. Let me find something that I can wear and that I love. So bring them along, bring anything you don't wear anymore, as long as it's still good quality and still got more life in it, bring it along. We will check that it's all okay to go into our stock, and then you can enter our swap shop, have a look around and fall in love with some new pieces, and some pre-loved pieces, and take them away. And we do accept donations as well. So if you just want to get rid of stuff, but you actually don't want to take more stuff home,
that's just what I was going to ask you. Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, for someone like me who has got too many things, I'm thinking I'd actually like to just let someone else, you know, give it another life. I mean, I've got loads of things that I've maybe only worn a couple of times, like lots of us, but maybe, I mean, maybe I'm too fat for it anymore or whatever, or it just doesn't suit me now. And someone else could have a riot in that, you know, and I would like to maybe just donate it. There'll be loads of people listening. So how do we do that? Just come down on the day?
Yeah. There's kind of two options. Isabel, you go.
we're not together at the moment, so it's the first time that we've done something without each other sitting next to us.
You're doing really well.
Thanks. So yeah, you can either just come down on the day, on the 24th of September, or the week before, you can come on the Saturday, so on the what's the date of that? The 17th of September. And you can just drop off your clothes. And so that means that if on the 24th, when the actual swap shop is, you're only got a few minutes to run in, run back out, you can drop your clothes off a week early on the 17th, and we'll check them in for you, check them over, and then you don't have to worry about it on the day. So you've kind of got two opportunities, I guess. You can either drop them off on the 17th or on the 24th, you can drop them off and then browse all the clothes and take your new clothes away.
This is such a great idea. Girls, you've had an absolute gem of an idea. Izzy and Sam Hurst. Their app is called doppel.com. Go and have a look at it. But better still, go to the pop-up in Hemel on the 24th or drop stuff off. If you just want to be, you know, just be nice and just say, oh, I've got all this. I'm not going to wear it anymore. You know, it's next to new. Here you go. And just drop it off on the 17th. Girls, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Every weekday morning from 6 on BBC Three Counties Radio. Andy Collins.
Cover your story quick.
Okay, so loo roll goes down the pan as...